Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now. Just you and me.
Yes, indeed, everybody. This is Parker Pathways on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org, and it's November 13th, 2016. This is a 3-hour live program. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. Hello, everyone, and new listeners and listeners that have been with me for 10 years here on the RBN. I want to apologize to the audience. One of the aspects of stem cell research is the unknown about the voice. Been using a very special research and development glycopeptide to accentuate my voice, because your voice gets lost in some forms of unexplained at this moment stem cell activity. So I want to apologize to the audience if we could. The producer will turn up the sound as high as it can go, and I have an email is kwati@sbcglobal.net, and with that housekeeping being done, I welcome all of you. And by the way, there is a today is the last day in Denver, Colorado, where there is a what is called an OSTEM national conference. This is a student setup for LGBTQA students. I don't know what the other QA is, but the point is that they have. They have at various colleges and universities various forms of different, profiles of people that are doing stem cell research, and because that is the coming form of medicine that in precision medicine is going on. I should have a couple patents written as fast as my self can take it, and in the field, which we talk about quite a bit on this program, as it relates, because it all has to do with the water, you see. And I'm reflecting on a couple things that are going on with the what I call the after election, and. You know, remember a couple of shows ago, I was talking about the parable by the Russian novelist about the hospital room, where you have two beds, and one fellow was by the window, and he gave the description of things, and the other fellow listened, and because he wasn't by a window. And of course, that's the way my life has been going. I'm not the fellow next to the window, in the hospital. But there is a site that I won't be able to see, which is coming up, which is the moon being the closest to the Earth. I think the next time that happens, supposed to be around 30-some years from now. And the mega moon and the development of increased waves, all of the waves, you know, they're going to be about 7 or 8 feet, some 9 feet. They've already been going on for about several days, I understand. I love the ocean. It has an ambiance to it that is important for life. And you take where you are today after the election, you know. And I was thinking about I believe in art. I haven't painted pictures or etched a long time, and I want to get back to that. But there's a painting that a lot of you in the audience may know about, which is called The Forgotten Man, by John McMorton. And in this painting, it shows all the presidents. Shows Obama stamping his foot on the Constitution, while Madison is trying to keep Obama from stepping on the Constitution. The Forgotten Man is sitting on the bench, and it's worth seeing. You can probably bring it up on your computers. And I think it says it all as to what the outcome will be. I cannot discuss any of the transactions that I've had with the Trump group or President-elect Trump, but I can talk about, you know, there are three interviews in the can, and we'll have them on here because they're all recorded on disc. So they're interviews about the water when the president-elect was going to Flint, Michigan, and the black mayors didn't let him back into the waste disposal plant to try to solve their problem. So that's kind of the setting, you know. And I think back on Picasso. And during the time of when he was Picasso was studying art in Barcelona, what little I know about the history of the paintings, what was around 1800s, I think it was 1896, but I'm not sure, when Picasso was studying art. And he painted the portrait of Olga Picasso, and it's a beautiful painting of a woman. It's just absolutely beautiful. And then as analytic cubism came in to art, you had, as an expression of the time, you had a woman in a hat. In 1935, and it was very askew. And when I was in medical school, we took our psychiatry classes, we felt that there was going into schizophrenia. We used Picasso paintings in that way. I'm not sure, but that works out in the shifts of the detail of the pencil. And of course, I'm a great fan of Toulouse-Lautrec. The shrinking image of Béla Pere, for those of you that are art folks, and then the King of Bohemia was superior. But then there was a painting of another face, which was done by Daniel Henry Kahnweiler in 1910, and that cubism had already developed in the art as a thinking of the time. And there were the various colors that were being introduced in art at that time to talk about social movements. One was the use of the color purple. And of course, what they were trying to express in their color was the fact that everything that is what they felt was sun and passion and love. And I know I picked up a lot of that in my art when I was doing it. When they asked Hillary Clinton the other day why she was wearing purple, and of course, to the elites, to the one world order and the borderless world, purple is the color, and always has been, of the queen of the earth, and those were the colors in England for a long time and still are. And Hillary was signaling the same way as Picasso, D'Albertard, Isilda Lalonde from France, as they painted women at the time when they evolved into the aristocracy. Now, of course, you have the New World Order and the taking over of the world itself as the primo posse fossi case. So what you have here, even though we have President-elect Trump, which is very important for a change maker in history at this time, the huge dangers in the world are actually fourfold increased. It's not President-elect Trump's fault. It happens to be the elite's plan. Of course, you know, the diversions, the manipulation of the Electoral College, which Hillary was working on years ago. And then, of course, she was trying to eliminate the Electoral College at the time. I believe that was 13 years ago when she was in the scandal of the affair with her lawyer. But the thing is that and then, of course, he was found dead for what he knew. But the thing is, and that's a real case, so, you know, we're not being facetious here. We're talking about the facets of the world. I have great hope for the momentary changes that need to be made that are absolutely imminent. And speaking of that, do the elites want stem cell research to be changed on the world level? And yes, they do. The first act by Congress when they convene next week it's called the Act of the Regeneration of Medicine, so that it's legal for people like myself who are leaders in medicine and medical research to do stem cell research. And because it's a very unknown platform, and is of great importance, so that's the first act. It's not really what they're telling the public. Of course, there's nothing wrong with that. Is the fact, because there has to be a cabinet formed, Obamacare needs to have attention immediately. And I remind the audience, and I remind the even President-elect Trump's team, that the death penalty, the Independent Payment Advisory Board, according to the way the law is written, they have to have two-thirds of the House and two-thirds of the Senate to repeal the death panel, and it has to be done by February 1st, 2017. You can change Obamacare from one end if you want, but you have to have that Congress vote on that to make that work. And that was the treachery of President Obama and his group. And it's an absolute lie by Dr. Emanuel. I interviewed Dr. Emanuel on Parker Pathways twice. And it's an absolute lie that they're putting out. I don't have that. I'm not working with notes again today because of my situation. But I can tell you absolutely that to say that you have to keep the mandate to compromise, and because they want to protect the 22 million people that have care, but they really don't have care. But the lie that is clear is that Republicans didn't come to the table. No, the only one in the room that came in there was Senator McCain. They put the gold bar across the glass handles into the meeting rooms for the whole time. Nancy Pelosi said to the world, well, you have to, read it after it's signed, and then you'll know what's in it. Well, what's in it is one of the greatest world takeovers of life and death and medical care that the world has ever seen. And it's an absolutely more than disastrous. It's a purposeful act to control the population. It's all part of Dr. John Holden's position of the two agencies that Obama created for the control of behavior of human beings through federal agencies, plus putting sterilants in the drinking water, which is not ceased, and the other which we've talked about, and exposed a total of 117 points in a period of 10 years being on RBN, on Parker Pathways, on the control and biochemistry system of the human body and animals, and the use of human sludge into the biosolid system of the food supply, and plus the research that was done on human beings on recycled water, which I've talked about extensively, and how it caused cancer in humans and animals. And I have those studies, and I was one of the people, and I have reviewed that, and that goes into my book. And the whole thing comes down to the fact that I have a direct challenge to even some of the president-elect cabinet systems. I have been very vocal about it, even though the president-elect feels that I should be involved in the transition for the water. But the whole thing, when I guess all I'm going to discuss at this moment. But the point comes down to the fact that we are in a grave situation way beyond what the public has an understanding about. And Hillary Clinton wearing purple is essentially the signal into the terms. If you look at the dress carefully, I look at women's dresses very carefully, not because, it's a style thing, you know, and it's got nothing to do with anything else. And the thing has come down, you read the history, and they've been changing the fashion in women's clothes for the past year and a half to signal the kind of new world order that they want. So all that being said, this is not an academic exercise that I'm talking about. This is a very real situation in the repeal system, which may not be able to go until 2018. Now, you have to repeal the death penalty or it becomes permanent. Now it's a constitutional position. You see, that slipped right by the public. The death penalty becomes a constitutional position. So, in other words, the Hippocratic Oath, we were taught to do no harm and to help people, and that's what I know I've done, and I've done it 400 times way beyond what I was given the canon to do. And the whole thing is, and now we're getting into the new medicine. Who has a precision medicine? Who is going to implement the process of the development of what is called the change of the chromosome base in order to save the species of humans on this planet? And that's what's at stake. That's what's this real world at stake. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443. And thank you for your patience.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfeld tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, everyone. I still have my voice, and I'm very pleased about that. I'm going by memory, but I think it was around the voting day. Because I've been in India, and I know that about this time of the year, around that, it happens where the Hindu devotees, they hold offerings that they worship the sun god in the waters of Sabarmati. Sabarmati River is a... It's an area that is used as a religious festival of Chhath Puja. Now, Chhath Puja is, of course, that would come in Ahmedabad in India, and the Hindu devotees, they offer the offerings are food. Now, in that part of the world, growing food is an extensive proposition, but the sun god receives these offerings. And this is very similar to the carved gods in Hawaii or in Indonesia or in New Zealand. Now the food is offered in such a way where some is cooked and some is not, and they save all year to present the food and to the sun god. Now this is documented also. Goes back about 2,000 years before Christ, and the Sabarmati River, if you hear about it or understand it, is a river that's quite extensive in width. And you ask yourself, how's it possible that some people, no matter what age, are able to walk in the water and not have the full depth? That's number one. Some can actually walk on the water, number two. And number three, they offer foods that are not indigenous to that area. Number four, how is it that they're able to change the color of the food with touch? Number five, how do they understand the physical dynamics of the sun, which are written in forms of Sanskrit? And this is where one of the projects that I was involved with Uncle Sam was deciphering some of the mathematics of those writings, and some were carved in stone. Number six, how is it that you can open some of the fruit and find some of the messages inside the fruit? Now, this has been, I'm just mentioning this. So, in other words, they have what the Sharamara, which is a development of the fact where they have the high receiver, is always dressed in purple. Now, you ask yourself a basic question. How is it that you can get bamboo to stand up after it breaks and have it done by the person who is in purple, who touches the bamboo pole, and it regrows in front of your eyes? My first experience was a yoga master who had been in this part of the world, he was blind. He'd been looking at the sun for nearly 40 years, and the most sacred thing that he lived by, breathing air. And of course, I was learning some of the yoga then, and I'm using that now in Stearns Research to even have my voice. And so the thing, you have an orange, you see, and you put it in his hand, and when you went to reach for it, when it was offered, the orange meat inside of the orange was gone. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com. And learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Ben Parker. One of the first series of acts by Congress, of course, will be the Stem Cell Act. And then there will be another act that will go on the floor, which is to take out the words under God. This will be to take it out of the Pledge of Allegiance, which was signed by Dwight Eisenhower. I think it was in the 50s. And there had been a survey that was done in the pre-Trump questionnaires of which they had the planning. And President-elect Trump's group asked, would you want to have under God removed in the Pledge of Allegiance? And there's a rough percentage that I'm not sure, but I know what I'm speaking. It's about 80% of the group, and they asked, you know, a couple thousand people, and they said they want under God to remain in the Pledge of Allegiance. So the real issue is, why is it that the pressure groups, keep in mind we have seven wars going on the earth, we have a potential overtaking of the United States of America by elites into the new group, and the loss of personal rights at birth. We have the potential invasion by China. This is all on the table as we speak. And President Obama has known about this for, what is it, 6 years, 7 years, I believe. In fact, he gave China the opportunity to do it and said so. But the biggest issue will be taking God out of the Pledge of Allegiance. And I talked about this a couple of shows ago. Remember the whole point of the diversion riots, the violence, the so-called giving the cupcakes in college the edge so that they have the leftist socialist position, is to take God out of the life of which we lead in the United States of America. Now, you might think that this is some kind of academic exercise on your own, you see. You might think that, you know, that can't be. Well, I've talked about it extensively for several years being here on RBN, and where we started in this discussion was the changes that that occur from the baptismal water. Remember, when the elites began, when the Paul Ehrlichs and the John Holdrens of the world began in this process of depopulation, the idea in front of the Congress is saying, well, there can be, it can be, when they asked him, Dr. John Holden, they said, well, there are other ways you can do it. Well, that's one of the other ways. You see, if you take God out of the positional paradigm of belief systems, you are taking out the baptismal water. Remember what the Pope was saying, that he wants the world government in such a way that the jury are citizens from other countries to try your case. And you might think that's an academic exercise. No, it received another platform with this present election. And President Trump, the group knows that. They know I know it. And it's part of the system. And of course, contrary to what the propagandists may say, President Trump does have a very deep religious base. And so you see, let's just take how the movie business is, it controls things. You know, like the union, the IATSE, which is the union for people who work in the movie business, those folks wouldn't, you know, a movie wouldn't exist without them, to, you know, to have the backdrops, to have everything, you know, that makes the scene look good, that type of thing. Very important kinds of folks. And so movie stars, when they make a lot of money, they turn differently. I won't mention all the names of the celebrities that want to leave the country now that President-elect Trump is forming his cabinet. I was fascinated with, of course, people that want to leave the country. You can find that on the computer, I'm sure, alternet.org, something of that sort. But Amy Schumer wants to go to Spain, and Kagan, Michael Kay, wants to go to Canada. Ruth Ginsburg of the Supreme Court wants to go to New Zealand. And there's a lot of reason, you know, there's a lot of reason for that. We can basically discuss that in a minute. But, of course, Ruby Goldberg and Samuel Jackson wants to go to South Africa. Al Sharpton, of course, he, you know, whatever his tax problems are. I mean, the IRS is turning the other way. I think it's over $5 million. But the whole thing that John Stewart wants to go to another planet, and I think that's what Cher wants, to go to Jupiter. Barbra Streisand has always had an affinity for Canada. But those are just examples. Now, if you look at the... Miley Cyrus has already given a crying jag on the fact that Hillary worked so hard to become president, and she's a woman, and she should, you know, be voted in. And that's her opinion. And it's quite a shame to have that kind of talent and try to put forth a facet of that. But the behind the scenes of those type of statements in terms of that have happened is that the president administration is putting together nations and people to have the Paris Agreement on global warming be in place before Trump officially takes office. And that's really what the end game is here on this. And it's just my private opinion that it's really hard for me to believe that 49 to 50 million people really bought into the social progressive concept. But I shouldn't be surprised. You know, the professors are under the guidance of the gentleman that helped write Obama's book, Obama said, well, he was just a neighbor down the street, and which he wasn't. It's probably, you know, it's like the preacher Wright, who he went to the church for all those years, developed, you know, goddamn America type attitudes. But the real outcome of the goddamn America is now going to show, and is showing right now. And in other words, the strategy when President-elect Trump, when he took aim at both Clintons, he was, if you listen to his words carefully, particularly the one at Gettysburg, where he declared that the enterprise of the total world is not to be, and he actually used it, you might think that Trump wouldn't use asunder, but those were his real words, that the world be asunder under the laws of the world elite. Now that sentence slipped by real fast, you know, the press didn't report that as well. But if you take what climate people in Morocco are doing as we speak, they started at the beginning of last week. You have Patricia Espinosa in Morocco, in Marrakech, saying that, if I remember right, because I'm working without notes today, but saying that that they're saying, well, 100 countries have formally joined the agreement, adopted last year in Paris. But you see, the polluters, China, you call them the top polluters, you know, would be India and the European Union and the United States. But President-elect said he would cancel the deal, and if he wins the election. And that's what's on the table today within the formation of the cabinet. And that has further implications for the food supply and the water supply of the earth. When the United Nations called me the water baron, it sounds as if they're giving me an accolade, but they're not. Because I exposed this 6 years ago and hoped that someone else would come up, you see, and pick up the banner. Well, we did. There were many, many states that have picked up the Parker Pathway banners, and the city councils to go against the United Nations representatives on this exact issue. So, a little review of what's happened since the election, aside from the fact that you have, you know, thousands of people who are protesting the president-elect. But I just take you back a little bit. A lot of you that are not political policy wonks, but you still have heard about it. You know, it was a press conference that occurred in Washington, D.C. It was some time ago. Obama was giving a talk, and Donald Trump was in the audience. The press corps goes there, and it's called the press corps dinner. And Obama really reamed Donald Trump. He was just doing his thing, you know. He's a political connector, reference contact person in New York, and he was invited to the dinner. But Obama really shoved it to him in front of thousands of people, and, you know, it was all over the world how he defamed Trump. Well, at the meeting, I haven't been able to keep up with my contacts in the past couple of weeks because of working on stem cells and myself, but you see, what we have here is the fact that I think the press even said, well, they stayed together for an hour and a half, and they're supposed to be there for 15 minutes. Well, for those of you folks that have any, you know, that you want to have an open mind, Trump-elect reamed another rear end in that fake. And I'm going to tell you something. The world will never be the change. They came out and they said, and Obama says, well, that's all right. That's all right. I'm your friend. And Trump had the guts, the Don, to go screw himself. So the thing is that the war is on. And anybody like what Dr. Emanuel's doing on the Obamacare and saying, well, these are different costs than President Bush had. Bush has been gone for 8 years. This was set up by the social elites in terms of Obamacare to be tied in with the formation of climate change. It's always been like that. They've kept it from the public. And the whole point is that the renegotiation of the New Zealand trade agreement is very important because New Zealand has a very flush trade with America, and for other reasons, and is a very prolific place. And I'll be talking a lot about that. You know how we are being killed off in business by regulation. And the American Action Forum estimates that Obama's regulatory war that he's had against business and people it will be about 600 major rules, about $813 billion added in compliance costs. You got $5 trillion in tax cuts, and you got a deficit of 2009 to 2012 with nothing happening, with no growth. So the National Federation of Independent Business you have the unreasonable government regulations And it's a very big concern for businesses. They can't they can't develop their business. I have patents on the table, people offering me license agreements, and you can't move. You can't move. The regulations stop it. The idea, I'm just speaking for myself. Many of these patents are on special for the environment and food and stem cell. So the small business people are going to be developing a different Keynesian economic plan as we speak. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is Parker Pathways. Now, on coming up in December 19th, the Electoral College will put forth their votes from the Electoral College that have been won by the candidates. And of course, there's going to be a lot of issues, which I've already given you three already in the first hour. One can cause a full war from the Electoral College vote, and that's the aim of the purple elites. Now, I'm going to make a statement now, which is the unclassified part of the review that I've been given by Uncle Sam. You know, when you're a candidate to be on someone's team in the government, they give you the brown book. It's not the beige book that's used by the Federal Reserve, but it's called the brown book. It has gold print on it. It's quite interesting. And the war that Chinese are going to wage is called unrestricted warfare of infrastructure systems and formidable systems. Now, this one piece of information I'm giving you is so important for you to understand what unrestricted warfare means by China. And it's real. The implementation of unrestricted warfare means that everything is attacked at once. The first will be, on the list will be food, and saving food isn't going to help you. It'll help you for a while. But this is why I've always been for growing in a small farm setting, and that's what I'm turning into, as I said in the last show. I'm going rogue. And, you know, off-grid, close to water, grow one's own food. And as the duck boys say, you know, lock and load. And because the weather will be the weapon, the water will be the weapon, the radiation will be the weapon, the cosmic laser platforms in the sky will be the weapon, the extent of the international line of the Navy will be the weapon. The control of transportation throughout America is child's play compared to what's going to happen on the rest of the earth. Unrestricted warfare. If I've done nothing else for the day, I've given you a piece of information that is so valuable in your brain for you to understand what's coming up on the agendas. Now, to give another thing, you know, for all you Vietnam veterans out there, remember how we used to eat? Used to take hand grenades and put them in the water and blow up the fish so that they'd float to the water? If you got larvae from eating the raw fish, you have a death sentence, and we knew it. The veterans want to take out some of the benefits for that. We'll talk about it in the second half of the third live hour of Parker Pathways. We'll see you in the next live hour of Parker Pathways at 800-313-9443. I just knew too much.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.